Some of you may well remember the days of returning soda bottles to the store to get a few cents refund. People are still doing that today, and some are driving over 1,000 miles to do so. Why make the drive? We'll explain on this edition of The American Countryside. I'm often asked how we come up with all the story ideas you hear on The American Countryside. The answer is they often come from you, the listener. You can submit your story idea and listen to past broadcasts at AmericanCountryside.com. You'll also find our award-winning books and CDs, all based on our programs. We'll even personalize them for gifts, and there's always free shipping at AmericanCountryside.com. Take a listen to some of your favorite programs and browse our American Countryside store. Send us a message about a story in your area. We look forward to seeing you at AmericanCountryside.com.
Hey, Billy, want to go to the state fair?
Yeah!
Well, you can't.
Huh?
Well, you see, Billy, when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have done with it. But now your parents are becoming energy efficient. They could save hundreds of dollars a year and take you to the fair next year.
I want to go now.
Oh, I know you do.
Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
In Dublin, Texas, he's known as Mr. Dr. Pepper.
He started here in 1933 when he was 14 years old. Started working as a bottle sorter, making 10 cents an hour. Worked his way all the way up to owner in 91 and owned the plant until 1999 when he passed away.
Kenny Horton is speaking of Bill Kloster of the Dublin, Texas Bottling Works, the first plant to bottle Dr. Pepper.
By the 1970s, when the price of sugar had gone way up as a result of the Cuban Missile Crisis, whenever that happened, everybody else switched over to corn syrup, and our owners, they made the decision to stick with pure cane sugar.
Soda is still bottled the old way here, and to many, that's the best way.
We still bottle in the old-style returnable bottles. As of right now, we do Triple X root beer and Suncrest orange. We've also just recently did a special run of Frosty root beer.
Plus 7 new flavors unique to the Dublin Works. He mentioned the 10-ounce returnable bottles.
I know of a family that would come once a year from Ohio to exchange bottles, Minnesota, all over Texas, different places all over the country. They'll bring in their bottles in exchange.
You can get non-returnable bottles, too. But the 10-ounce returnables are still coveted.
Something about that old-style thick glass bottle. Drinking out of it, it's just so fresh and smooth and clean. You don't get the burn like you do in a lot of newer sodas. It's just smooth and sweet, and you really catch the flavor.
There are plant tours, a Dr. Pepper museum, and, of course, soda tasting at this bottling plant that's well over a century old. Traveling the countryside in Dublin, Texas, I'm Andrew McRae.